What is social anxiety? Why does it happen? And how to deal with it in a mindful way? Welcome to Minutes of Fact podcast. In today's episode, we talk about social anxiety. Social anxiety refers to the common feelings of nervousness or unease that most of people experience in certain social situations, like giving a presentation or meeting someone for the first time. It's a natural response to potentially challenging or unfamiliar interactions. However, it's also possible for our level of social anxiety to wax and wane depending on a variety of factors like what's going on in our lives, our ability to handle stress, etc. In fact, there are three types of social anxiety depending on its intensity. We find first, mild social anxiety, when a person may experience the physical and psychological symptoms but still participate in or endure social situations. In the second place, we find moderate social anxiety, when a person can have psychological and physical symptoms but still can interact with some social situations and avoid others. In the third place, we find extreme social anxiety, when a person may experience more intense symptoms such as panic attack and try to avoid all social interactions by all means. And overall, social anxiety is a complex condition that comes from a combination of various internal and external factors. First, there are biological factors related to your brain. Certain parts of the brain are responsible for fear and anxiety. Then there is potentially learned behavior. Children often learn by observing adults. And if they grow up with parents who demonstrate avoidant behaviors or express frequent fears about social interactions, then they might learn to respond to social interactions in a similar anxious manner. Traumatic social experiences, especially during formative years, can also lead to social anxiety. This might include bullying, rejection, humiliation, or public embarrassment. Over time, the fear of having these type of events repeat can sometimes lead to avoidant behaviors and increased anxiety. And another consideration is cultural factors. In some cultures that place a high value on conforming or on being and behaving in a particular way, people might worry about standing out or appearing different for fear of rejection. In order to overcome social anxiety in a certain social situation, here is some steps to follow. First, take deep breath. This will help you to rest your nervous system. Do it often and once you feel uncomfortable in a certain social situation. Then, learn to ground yourself. Use 5-4-3-2-1 technique. It's a popular technique that helps to enhance your senses, so to calm your anxiety in social situations. In addition to that, use daily grounding affirmations. Know that whatever we say, hear, or see every day really matters and affects our thoughts and emotions. If you use to use daily grounding affirmation, that will help you for sure to stay calm and focused. And always challenge negative thoughts. Every time you get negative thoughts, ask yourself, is there any evidence for this thought? In that way, you will stay reasonable in your thinking, not just critical for yourself. And keep in mind, prepare and practice is always the key when it comes to decreasing stress and anxiety while you have special social events. Always keep one step ahead by pre-preparing and doing rehearsals. And here is a critical one. Set small goals. Instead of jumping straight into a big social event or situation, Maybe start with smaller interactions and gradually increase your exposure as you gain confidence. And the most important thing is educate yourself. Understanding social anxiety can sometimes help reduce its scariness, and dealing with something you know will make it easier for you. And the last step is reward yourself, and I like this one. Always celebrate every small social goal you achieve. That will enhance your self-confidence and push you to experience more. I'm really grateful for your time and support, and I'm counting on you to suggest me the next episode topic. Don't hesitate to contact me through Instagram Minutes of Facts. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.